Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yankees baseball is on. WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Summer Friday.
You know, I was thinking as we now head towards the end of the NFL preseason, there are probably a handful of decisions that these teams around here have to make as to who is going to make their squad. And, you know, this is kind of like the final opportunity for players to kind of stand out because a lot of the starters are not playing, if any of them. I mean, Anthony Richardson played last night with a bunch of the starters in the Colts, but I think that was just to get him on the field. He, you know, threw a touchdown pass. You're not going to see this. I don't know if you're going to see Daniel Jones or not. I would think that...
Why not? If Daniel Jones, they just don't
want, they don't want to get anybody hurt. I would put him out there again, and I would say let's go. You know, I would get him into a rhythm, and I would get him into like the expectations I think Brian Daboll has for him and how he's going to coach him this year. I would put him out there. I would just say let's go. We're throwing it, and we're going to get moving the ball down the field.
You know, build off some of the stuff we were talking about earlier this week, where they were throwing the ball down the field, and he looked really good after those two interceptions, and the offensive, I mean, like a quarter can't hurt, and I understand, you know, keeping guys healthy, and the Aaron Rodgers situation, totally different than the Daniel Jones situation. So, to me, if you have any chance of this Giants season being a good one, you got to win the first two games, so they got to come out of the gates playing well.
Right, they do. And I kind of agree with you, especially since the Jets are not playing their starting defense.
Yeah.
So get out there, go get some throws in, you know, get the feel of the game, builder. Get some more confidence going, throw the ball down the field. I mean, it's what I think we saw in the second quarter of the game against the Texans is what we're going to see, or at least try, I think Brian Daboll is going to try to do during the season, where he's just going to line the guys up and let them roll and start throwing the ball down the field. And I think that he wants to be uber aggressive, and I believe that he's really putting, we don't see it, but I sense it, that there's an intense pressure that Brian's putting on Daniel, that he wants Daniel to show whether or not he can be the guy, you know, and it's not easy. I'm not saying it is, but he's going to coach him really hard. He's going to coach him aggressively, and he's going to give him every opportunity, especially these first two games, I believe. Where, you know, you're playing reasonably decent defenses. You're not playing the Browns in week three. You're not playing the Cowboys in week four.
Yeah, we're getting down to the wire with some of these contracts, too, and these holdouts. I mean, this is usually these things get worked out a little bit easier. You know, I remember, you know, T. Higgins last year. I mean, he ended up playing on the franchise tag and came back. And I don't know. I feel like these holdouts are dragging on longer than they have in the past with some big name players. I could be wrong about that, but the fact that CeeDee Lamb is still not signed to an extension.
Just remember, when you guarantee a contract in the NFL, you have to put a certain portion of that in escrow.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, it's to back up the contract. So
I said, yeah, like I knew that. I really didn't know that. That was the wrong inflection of yeah. Can you do that again so I have another shot at that?
Yeah, so you know when they do these guaranteed contracts, you have to put a portion of that guarantee in escrow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so how does that affect these
stories? Well, I mean, like, you know, do you want to take $100 million out of your cash assets and throw it in escrow to back up the contract?
Probably not, would be my guess, right?
Yeah, so you like to hold on to it as long as you can.
Sure. Okay.
Eventually it'll get done.
So, just because I'm not sharp this morning, what you're saying is that the closer we get to the season, these things will get done because of especially with CeeDee Lamb because of
that. And Dak Prescott, for that matter.
Well, Dak's not getting a deal before the season.
He's got 1 year left on his contract.
Yeah, but he's not getting a deal before the season.
Why? They've been negotiating with him.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were going to let him play this one out here.
You think Dak Prescott wants to go into the season as a lame duck quarterback?
Sure he doesn't, but no, there's a lot of guys that don't get that choice.
The numbers he put up last year with CeeDee Lamb, they have to pay him. I mean, and Dak's been a loyal soldier to that team. He has showed up. He's done everything that they've asked of him. You can't ask for a better face of the franchise. You can't.
I just think it feels to me like this Dak Cowboys thing is coming to a very slow end. I mean, then they've got all these guys to pay. Jerry Jones, when he talks about Dak Prescott, is never definitive about his future in a Cowboys uniform. I don't know. CeeDee Lamb will end up getting his money, I'm sure. The Dak thing is interesting. It really is.
What do you need in this league to win?
You need a great quarterback.
And no,
a head coach. You need you need a good defense. I would throw that in there.
So Dak Prescott,
reliable kicker.
Dak Prescott threw for over 4,500 yards last year, 39 touchdowns and 36 touchdowns and 9 interceptions.
Yeah, but I mean, how many? This is the age old.
Now, Daniel Jones did that.
Well, yeah, I mean,
if Daniel Jones did that this year, what would you say?
I would say the Giants got to keep Daniel Jones. He's got to play next year. I'm not saying that I would, just to be clear here, that I would get rid of Dak Prescott. I'm just trying to read the tea leaves, if you will, with the Jerry Jones comments and the fact they got to pay everybody else. And it just feels to me like they haven't made him a priority.
So let's say the Cowboys are going to be competitive. They're going to be a competitive team.
They better be.
Yeah, no, they're going to be a competitive team. And they're going to find themselves, you know, at worst, 16th pick in the NFL draft. What, they're going to pick somebody that's going to replace the production that they are getting out of their quarterback and their offense? This is one of the most prolific offenses in the NFL with him at quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it would be a mistake. But you don't hear as much momentum, at least I haven't. With that, as you've heard with some of the other things, and especially with Jerry Jones and the way he answers some of these questions.
He threw 590 passes last year, and he completed almost 70% of his attempts.
Mm.
And he threw for 4,500 yards and 36 touchdowns and only 9 interceptions. Well, what are we doing? That is like one of the great years of all time with that completion percentage, with that amount of yards and those amount and that touchdown to interception ratio.
You can't judge last year because he ended up getting hurt. But like Kirk Cousins has years like that, and they, you know, the Vikings ended up letting him go in free agency.
Yeah, and the Falcons gave him $100 million for 3 years.
What I'm saying is someone else might pay Dak Prescott, but it wouldn't be crazy for him to hit the open market because they hate
obviously the Cowboys get overplayed and overrated or under, you know, everybody's always screaming about him. Stephen A. is screaming about him. This guy is a great quarterback. His numbers tell you that. He hasn't won a Super Bowl. You know, as you won a playoff game. I mean, whatever. I mean, it's a team sport.
It's not a whatever.
But it's a team effing sport.
Yeah, but
you get what I'm talking about?
The quarterback's the most important guy on that team. Is he not?
I mean, and you know, he's got to deal with all of that craziness around that team.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't ask. Here's a guy who was a fourth-round pick, so, and he has ascended to one of the top quarterbacks in the league. I don't know what to tell you. And CeeDee Lamb are explosive.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Jerry Jones? Get those guys locked up. Let them play another 5 years together, and they will put points on the board. They will put yards up. They will help your defense. I don't know what the hell they're thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, the 49ers seem to find a way to get their most important players taken care of.
Well, they haven't had to pay Brock Purdy.
It's true.
Yet.
But Deebo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, Nick Bosa.
Well, Brandon Ayuk's not signed.
That's true. But so the realities of the salary cap are there for the Cowboys, too.
They're there for everybody.
Yeah, but I mean, you're just saying that, get these three guys signed. Is it that easy?
Depending on, I'm assuming that Dak Prescott's going to want to be north of $55 million a year. I mean, not easy.
I mean, the Chiefs couldn't hang on to Tyreek Hill. I'm sure they would have loved to. They couldn't.
Yeah, but what did they do? They ended up, well, they had the best player in the NFL who makes everybody better. But what they drafted a young kid Worthy this year. They traded for Marquise Brown. Now, I think their offense is going to be so explosive. Like last year, I thought they were good. I didn't think they were like off the chart great like they normally were. The couple of years prior to that, that they had a little bit of a down year, mainly because of their wide receiver situation. But their wide receiver situation is going to be good this year. They're going to be fast.
I guess the point is that we've seen teams in similar predicaments have to let go of one of these guys.
They're not letting go one of those two guys.
You know, well, you say three, though. It's CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, and Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, they've drafted well. They have a good young team, too, by the way.
Yeah, I mean
that's
just
the problem with drafting well and drafting in the first round and hitting on first round picks or hitting on a quarterback like they did with Dak.
I guess my question would be if it's so easy to get those guys under contract in this salary cap world in the NFL, then why is he not doing it? That would be my question.
Again, I have no idea other than the fact that these guys may be asking for a lot of guaranteed money and he's reticent to do that. But Dak Prescott is to the Cowboys what Josh Allen and Joe Burrow are to the Bills and Bengals. He is what Patrick Mahomes is to Kansas City. He is the face of that franchise.
Yeah.
And there's no... The other thing is, just give me an alternative.
You can't. It's very, very difficult to do that.
Like, you know, the Miami Dolphins said, you know what? Tua's our guy. We're paying him. You know, there's no alternative.
Yeah. I mean, and they ended up, you know, one of their most important defensive players, Christian Wilkins, they couldn't re-sign.
That's right.
So, I mean, I think we're saying the same thing, but I mean, you seem to think that it's really easy to be able to get those three guys to be like the top paid players at their positions and just roll on with the salary cap. I don't know if it's that easy.
I don't think it's all that easy. I'm just saying that your quarterback and your wide receiver are the two most important offensive positions in terms of getting paid.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing, too, going on in San Francisco, don't forget, their left tackle's pissed off. Trent Williams.
He's always pissed off, isn't he?
Yeah, he signed a new contract, but now he wants another one.
I feel like this happens every year with him. I mean, he plays like that, plays pissed off.
Yeah.
He's another guy.
So San Francisco and Dallas both have their problems with their unhappy players. And by the way, San Francisco supposedly had a deal in place with the New England Patriots, and Brandon Ayuk said, I'm not going to New England.
Yeah, why would you? Terrible. I mean, they're the worst team in the league on paper. It's freezing up there. They have no idea if Drake May is going to be any good. I wouldn't want to leave there either. I'd play for the 49ers for free before I went and got paid by the New England Patriots.
He ain't paying for playing for free, I can tell you that.
I know. Yeah, that Patriots team. There's some, I mean.
Carolina? Patriots?
You know, one thing I was thinking about, like, all right, so you got Brandon Ayuk. He wants to get paid, doesn't want to go to the New England Patriots. You know, Steph Diggs,
supposedly there was also a trade in place where he was going to go to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, that didn't happen either. You know, Steph Diggs obviously got his way out of Minnesota, and then he fell out of favor in Buffalo. You got CeeDee Lamb who's holding out. The point that I'm making here, and he hasn't quite gotten to that level of his career where he's going to be screaming for a contract. But so far, with the mess that he has dealt with at the quarterback position since being drafted, Garrett Wilson has been a total pro.
Well, so is Sauce Gardner, but when it comes time for their money, they're going to want it.
Sure, but what I'm saying is that the wide receiver position, generally, you get these guys who are bitching and moaning, I don't have anybody to throw me the ball, I'm not getting paid enough. I mean, and if you're Garrett Wilson, you can make a case that you've had the worst quarterback situation out of anybody.
And you've been
since being drafted.
Right, and you've been extremely productive. That's
right.
The thing. That, yeah, and he's going to get paid. They're
going to
have
to
give
him a compliment here is all I'm doing.
No, I know, but they're going to have to pay him. And they're going to have to pay Sauce Gardner. And Sauce Gardner, I wouldn't be surprised if he has another good year and the defense is another good year, he will be the highest paid corner in the league.
Yeah, and those guys will get their money. I'm just saying that, like, Garrett Wilson deserves – he's deserves to have a great quarterback and a huge year this year he's gone through the ringer and he hasn't bitched and moaned about it one bit.
Well, you know, his contract, they can't negotiate it until after this year.
Yeah.
So there's really not much he can say. All he can do is keep his head down and play and do your thing and be the best player you could be. So now when you do come up for a contract, you want to be in that stratosphere that every other wide receiver in the NFL is at. Mm. Same thing with Sauce Gardner, too, by the way. Those are two really expensive draft picks because they were first-round picks. They got first-round money, and they're going to want significant upgrades in their contracts this time next year.
All right.
One other thing I'm just going to say. You talk about Garrett Wilson having a bad situation, and he's a young player. There is another player out there that's in a very bad situation who is not a young player, who is a Hall of Famer in waiting, and who, I'm telling you, he's not going to say anything publicly. I keep telling you this. It's Davante Adams and the Raiders.
I thought you were going with Kadarius Toney.
Well,
future Hall of Famer, young joker.
He may not make it.
Gold jacket guy.
He may not make it with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, man. You get young joker out on that market.
The moment they drafted Worthy, it was like, okay. But you also have the Rashee Rice problem, too.
Yeah. I would be the first with the bring joker back movement. Get him back here.
No.
Get him here, make a ton of sense.
Yeah, I don't think so.
We're in Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Feel good summer Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco back with us. He's got the sports. He's got the happy recaps with the Mets and Yankees. What's up, Jerry?
Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human grade dog food delivered right to your door by Jack Pocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. Yeah, it was a good day for both teams. We'll start with the late one because the Mets, if you were sleeping, start till 9:40 last night, and all was good in the end.
Gillespie rocks and fires, and a bouncing ball to the right side. Bogarts can't get to it. That's through as well. Lindor scores to make it 6-1. RBI single for Alonso. Bogarts went to his left and could never get there. And Alonso adds another run.
Yeah, added another run.
Oh, my God!
That's right. He was 3 for 5 last night. Mark Vientos, a couple of hits. He drove in 3. Mets beat the Padres 8-3 with that 5-run 9th inning. Jesse Winker, a couple of hits, couple of runs scored. Here was Vientos on SNY talking about the defense. In the 5th inning was when the Padres had one of their best threats, and Jose Iglesias turned just a beautiful double play. Here was Vientos.
As a fellow infielder, what did you think of Jose Iglesias turning that double play in the 5th?
Oh, my God. That's what I thought about it.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sure Evan was thinking the same thing as we just heard Eddie play.
The Eddie drop of Evan singing, we were talking about the Penguins eulogizing Sven in song was... Now all I think about is a penguin with Evan's face on it going, beep, ba, ba, beep, ba, ba, beep, beep.
Yeah. One of the better ways you've thought of Evan, actually.
Yeah.
Not so bad.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, if Evan were a singing penguin, his whole world would make a lot more sense to me.
You know, speaking of him, so there have been a lot of famous Dicks, as we know. Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, yeah.
Dick Cheney.
Dick Trickle.
Dick Clark.
Dick Clark, yes. New Year's Rockin' Eve.
This one stands on its own yesterday. A bunch of people sent it to me. I don't know the context of it or who he's referencing.
I like Dick.
I'm not sure which one. Nixon, maybe? Is that, I mean, he's got a picture of Abe Lincoln in his office.
No.
I like Dick.
Man.
One more time. I like Dick.
Who's he talking about?
I don't know.
Dick Van Pol- Patten? Who?
Dick Pohl was...
Oh, that was Eddie. That was Joe.
Like, are there... I'm trying to think about New York sports Dicks right now, and I can't...
I like Dick.
I can't come up with any that he would be talking about. I think his shirt said that yesterday, too. Didn't someone send me a picture of his shirt? I thought...
What?
I'm serious. He was wearing a shirt that had...
Who was the photo of?
It was not a photo. It just said it had... I just had the word Dick on it.
I like Dick. I wanted that D.
I don't know who he's talking about, though.
We got to find out.
I actually think it's Nixon.
You think that...
I do. He's a presidential guru. He's got a photo of Abe Lincoln in his office. He wore... And you know what? 2 days ago, he wore a shirt with Abe Lincoln's face on it. Yesterday might have been about Nixon.
I like Dick.
All right. Someone who was listening, they could provide us some context with this, what had happened, but that's one...
There's nobody in the Mets with
most
that
famous Met Dick.
Vince Coleman.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Because you would think every team has, I would think,
a Dick.
Especially if you go back into the 50s, 60s, and 70s when that name was more popular.
Right.
I love now. Dick.
Which one was that for you? Who?
Dick Button.
Dick Butkus.
No, Dick Buttons.
Who's Dick Buttons?
He was the Olympics? The ice skating Olympics announcer.
Okay. All right.
I'm being told it was Richard Nixon. You were right about that.
I figured.
That was the Dick that he likes.
He loves the presidents.
Let's make sure that Antonio in New Jersey. What's going on, Antonio?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Happy morning. Happy Friday. Last feel good summer Friday.
Yeah, man. What's up? Going.
So I wanted to add a little clarification around this Dick. It's Richard Nixon. He was wearing a T-shirt yesterday.
Yeah.
That was Dwight Eisenhower. Yeah, Ike. I like Ike and I like Dick. It was a very famous campaign slogan from back in the day.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, very good. Well, thank you, Antonio. I appreciate
it. So, Evan's getting into the political election spirit.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I'm like, who's my favorite Dick?
Super Dicks!
Okay. I'm looking down, like, the Met all-time roster.
Yeah.
I don't see one Dick.
Actually, I do have a favorite Dick.
Who?
Dick Groat.
Okay.
So Dick Groat he played for the Pirates. He also played basketball at Duke, and he called Pitt basketball games for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just the best when I'm amazing. So that's my favorite Dick, I think.
He a catcher, outfielder?
I believe he was a shortstop.
Oh, okay.
I want to say shortstop.
Boomer, he played, I think, when you were... Maybe you were too young.
No. Yeah, it was a long time
early
ago.
Early 60s, right?
I want to say that, yeah.
Like, he was on the team that beat the Yankees, I think. I'm not 100% sure.
In 1960?
One.
That was 1960.
60?
Yeah. The Bill Mazeroski home run. Yeah, I love Dick Groat.
You remember Dickie Gonzalez for the Mets? 2001. That does not ring a bell at all.
R.A. Dickie, but that's different.
Well, that's different. And also different years. This was 01, and it looks like it was a one-year run. I am running down their roster, nothing. Which is crazy.
Richards, where you would refer to him as Dick.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a couple of Riches, yes. But nothing, no.
Probably the most famous, other than, well, it was Richard Nixon, Tricky Dick, whatever. But Dick Van Dyke.
I said him, yes, absolutely. Did, the most famous one of all, you would think.
What about the great Dick Vitale?
Dick Vitale.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Very good one. It's a very good one.
Yeah. He could definitely be somebody's favorite Dick.
Dick Trickle.
Yeah, I mentioned him. Yeah, I mentioned Dick Trickle.
Dick Tracy.
But that's a made-up character.
Yeah.
That's not a real person, right?
That's a fake Dick.
Right. That was Warren Beatty played him. Did he not?
He did.
Yeah.
But that's not real Dick.
No, fake.
Yeah. Cartoon Dick.
Yes, exactly. All right, I got nothing here.
I have a Dick that probably used to give Boomer fits. Dick LeBeau, Steelers.
Yeah, also, but he was also our defense coordinator when we went to the Super Bowl. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a famous Dick.
Yeah, he was another great Pittsburgh Dick when I was there. They loved him, too.
He had a long run there, did he not?
He did,
yeah.
He used to tell the night before Christmas, whatever that story is, to the team every December. He used to read it, whatever that.
Christmas Carol?
No, whatever the, no.
Twas the night before
Christmas. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Twas the night before. That was what Dick said, or used to read.
Yeah, I don't remember that when he was in Cincinnati. So that
he
must
did
have
that
come
with
on.
The Steelers. Yeah.
Did you just say he used to read the night before Christmas, and Al goes, what, a Christmas Carol?
Yeah, I forgot the Twas.
That's funny. A word that doesn't get used a lot.
Right, Twas.
Yes.
You start working that in now?
Yeah, imagine.
Dicks. Twas the game before yesterday.
That's funny. Anyway, Mets remain a game and a half behind Atlanta for that third wild card because the Braves did beat the Phillies 3-2. You've got Paul Blackburn making the start later tonight. Once again, a 9:40 first pitch. As for the Yankees, last hour we heard the Judge home run. This hour, it is still amazing to me this ball got out, but this is the one that really, I would say, sealed the deal, but stretched the lead for the Yanks.
Runners go. The pitch. Reach for and lift it high in the air, center field. Freeman's moving back. Freeman's near the wall. He leaps at the wall, and it's gone! Onto the netting! Over Monument Park in straightaway center field, a scud missile off the bat of Giancarlo Stanton.
You can sit on my face!
Scud missile?
That's what he called it. That was Justin Shackle on the fan, with BT in the booth again next to him. Yankees shut out the Guardians 6-0.
Takes me back to the first Gulf War.
That's what I'm saying.
Aaron Judge, his 48th home run of the season in this game as well. First Stanton on his home run.
Find a way to get my barrel to it. You know, don't try to overswing. It's a tough slot down there. So just stay through something. Really.
Yeah, really amazing. The way he just swatted that thing out was pretty impressive. And it goes the distance. You had Judge and Stanton doing what they do. For Judge, his 48th of the season. Gerrit Cole, 6 innings, 1 hit ball for the win. Yankees take on the Rockies tonight. Carlos Rodon, the start on the fan at 7:05. Yankees lead the Orioles by a game and a half atop the AL East because the Orioles lost to the Astros 6-0. Here's another example, which we have done many different times, on not giving up on teams too early, even with these huge deficits. So on June 18th, the Astros were 10 games behind the Mariners in the AL West. The Mariners right now are 64-64. They are now 5.5 games out in the AL West, and they fired their manager, Scott Service, yesterday. The only team they've basically beaten in the last month is the Mets.
Mets, yep.
Unbelievable. And they just rolled all over them.
Yeah.
My guess is that there is a lot of phone calls right now that are coming into Al about Dick.
That's probably possible.
Famous Dicks.
Yeah.
That's probably what's going on.
Well,
here.
I think what you have to do is you have to find the Richards.
Yeah, but
and connect the dots, because there's not much. When I just looked at the roster, I didn't see one guy named Dick on the Met roster. I'm not saying there's not. I didn't see it. But there's a lot of Riches and Richards.
There was a famous engineer in Philadelphia in this business. Like, we had
yes,
our guy here for many, many years, who who now I forget his
name. Dick James.
Dick James.
Who moved to Hawaii.
Right, right. So there was, which is great. Good for Dick James. So we had Dick James, and in Philadelphia, the CBS radio down there, when it was CBS radio, Dick Bag.
Oh, shut up.
I swear to God.
Oh, yep. Yeah. 100%.
That was his real last name?
His name, B-A-G-G-E. Dick Bag. Yeah, I got an email from him once.
And he did not go by Richard.
Yeah, he leaned right into
that's
that.
When you saw that name on the email, did you delete it or did you open it?
No, I opened it.
Oh,
I was expecting it, actually.
Oh, you were?
Because I remember it was either Spitz or Chernoff, like, reach out the Dick Bag. I'm like, excuse me.
Similar situation for me, my first contact with him.
Yeah. It was like we were doing a simulcast of Chickies and Pete's.
Mm.
It was Joe and Evan and Glenn.
Chickie and Pete's. Where was that?
In Philly.
It was down. Okay. It was in South Jersey. It was Giants Eagles simulcast.
Okay.
Joe and Evan that I was producing and Glenn Macnow and Anthony Gargano on IP. And Chernoff or Spitz said, you gotta email Dick Bag. And I said, you gotta be kidding me. I'm like, no. And I did. And I corresponded with Dick Bag.
That poor guy.
No, he loved it, I think. I think he enjoyed it.
I mean, he embraced it.
I think, like you said, he leaned into it.
Leaned into it.
Absolutely. Yeah. You kind of have to. Wow. That's some setup right there. All right, some NFL. You got the Jets playing the Giants tomorrow. Remember Aaron Rodgers was talking about how difficult things have been?
Yeah.
Well, apparently he's not the only one that felt that way. Here's Quinnen Williams.
Man, it ain't been this hard. We was laughing and joking about it, but, man, it ain't been this hard since mat drills, my freshman year of college, waking up at 5:30 a.m. That's how hard it's been.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, trying to create an edge, Jerry.
Just the Junction Boys or something? What's going on over there?
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be either a talking point if things get off to a good start or if they fade towards the end of the season, people will bring this up. I mean, we're not really going to know the impact of
that. That is very true. And then, of course, you've got the Ian O'Connor book that's out. I believe Ian is co-hosting with Evan today, as a matter of fact. Zach,
really?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow.
Brett Favre was on Infinity Sports with Zach Gelb. And
did you see the visual of this, by the way?
I did. I'm trying to figure out why Zach was wearing sunglasses.
And a shirt with playing cards on it.
Did it say, I like Dick?
It didn't.
Took it from Evan.
But it implied it, I'll tell you that much.
I know.
It was one hell of a look.
I did see, yeah. I was wondering why because Brett Favre was on the Zoom and Zach is wearing the sunglasses on the other side.
Yeah, it's like Brett Favre looked like he was in the bathroom of a very generic apartment complex.
It might have been. Who knows?
And then you've got Zach Gelb wearing the sunglasses and the shirt with the playing cards on it with an Infinity Sports Network banner that he had unfurled behind him. It was one hell of a visual.
Here he was asked about a bad relationship that he had with Aaron Rodgers, that according to the book.
I just wanted to give you a chance to respond because they didn't paint it in the best of light. I'm just wondering, do you at all regret maybe when Aaron got to Green Bay, anything that happened there?
No, I thought we had a great relationship, to be honest with you.
Mm. So then Favre would go back and ask the source of the story in the book.
Did Aaron say these words?
Aaron's father and a few other teammates.
All right, so I'm going to stop there. I'll play the rest of it. But I thought he didn't talk to his father for years and years and years and years.
I think that came after the Olivia Munn.
I thought that was something that had gone on for a long time.
You got to read the book to understand all the nuances of his personal life story. But, I remember covering those guys. I always thought they got along, but I can understand why Aaron wanted to play. And you can understand why Aaron wanted to play. You can see that he can play. And Brett never wanted to come off the field to the point where he would play injured and stay on the field and probably be a detriment to his team compared to the young Aaron Rodgers, who would have been just lighting it up.
Here's the full 20 seconds.
Did Aaron say these words?
Aaron's father and a few other teammates.
That's news to me. But I felt like we had a great relationship. We watched a lot of film together. And, we didn't hang out I was quite a bit older than him. I went home to Deanna and the girls.
He did say that they played golf a lot together, but like that was about it.
I don't you know, if you're not getting it from Aaron, the source, you're getting it from other people around Aaron. Maybe that might have been their particular take on thinking that Aaron wasn't getting the tutelage from Brett Favre that they thought he should have gotten.
Could be.
And then, by the way, it happened later on in Aaron's career when they drafted Jordan Love. It was the complete opposite. Now, it seems like Aaron and Jordan have a good relationship, but when they drafted Jordan Love, Aaron was not happy about it.
He wanted a wide receiver, right?
Right, and that became a big talking point in Green Bay.
Yep. So here's the answer with Zach Gelb. So he was at Bruce Springsteen on Wednesday night in Philadelphia and then flew out to Vegas to do shows from Circa, which is that I was out there. Beautiful, so that's he had a long night, long flight. That's where he had the sunglasses on, felt like he needed that. And then the cards on his shirt because of Vegas. So there's an explanation.
You could use some sunglasses this morning.
Yeah, I'm a little bit puffy.
You get the puffy eyes.
A little bit puffy, but I don't think that's a good look, you know? I'd rather have the puffy eyes than the sunglasses.
Like, can you imagine what Brett Favre was thinking looking at this guy's
yes.
in the sunglasses with the cards on his shirt?
Yeah. I thought the same thing. Exact same thought.
Hmm.
By the way, two Knicks dicks we forgot about.
Dick Barnett.
Yeah. And?
That Barnett rolled right off my tongue. Who's the other one?
Dick McGuire.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I got a couple dick texts as well.
Not pics?
No pics, just I got Dick Allen.
Yeah, the toy cannon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dick Sisler.
Who's that?
Baseball, right?
Yeah.
From when?
Oh, God.
Oh. How about Dick Tidrow?
Don't know either.
Pitcher, yes, yeah, 70s.
Red Sox, right?
Maybe.
Al,
White 70s. Sox.
White Sox or Red Sox?
I think he played with the Yankees, too.
You get any more? How about getting any Dick X posts? I'm sure there's plenty of them.
Speaking of Favre.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, that's perfect.
I'm sure there are plenty of them.
Yeah, I haven't checked.
Hmm.
See if anybody sent me any dicks. Dick Selma, Dick Schofield, Stewart.
So, yeah, so you did get a few of those.
Dickie Thon, does that count
from the Phillies
and Astros?
Yeah. That does count.
Yeah, so I did get a number of dicks sent to me.
But I don't think he was always referenced as Dickie Thon though, not That's like saying Richard. It doesn't count if they weren't referenced.
And R A Dickie doesn't.
No, that's his last name. That's not his first name. So I would say no. No. And the Colts beat the Bengals. You had Anthony Richardson did play last night. Played almost the entire first half. He was 8 of 14. So final weekend of the preseason, and then away we go, and you guys come back.
Thank God.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
What's the name of this one, Al? This is a Post Malone country song off the F1 Trillion album.
This is Hey Mercedes.
Hey Mercedes. Doug Wells' favorite song.
There you go.
Plays this with the top down on his convertible.
Driving to his boat.
Yeah, driving to his boat to go get some striped bass.
Yeah.
His hair blowing in the wind with sunglasses. And his many dogs barking as he leaves the dock.
that I have to say, when we went to his house.
Yeah, Doug Wells of Ray Catina Mercedes, our friend. Yeah.
And we went fishing with him.
Yeah.
And we met his dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the weirdest thing. They got this chow that is like husky and big, and it looks like it's mean.
Right. It looks like it's mean.
And it looks like it. And then they have these two little Pomeranians.
That hate each other.
Right, but they're the mean ones.
They're the mean ones.
Well, one of them is.
You had to pick him up and separate him.
I had to pick him up and separate him. But the funny thing is that the chow would not go anywhere near anybody.
No, just would run around, keep a distance. It was like securing a perimeter for that dog.
Yeah.
It would never get near you. By the way, I don't know who's... Eddie told me that we're down to like our fourth or fifth string. Like we've got Tommy DeVito at CBS Sports Network right now. Stephen Waldron's out. Andrew's out. So who'd you say?
Max?
Max. Max. Max, if you look, there is actually a picture of... good morning, Max, CBS Sports. How are you?
Doing good. Morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Wow. Oh, that's a good voice. That's a really good voice there. Yeah.
Yeah, happy Friday to you too, Max. There's a picture of Boomer somewhere that I sent Steven of Boomer holding these two Pomeranians that we speak of. That is my favorite picture I've ever taken of Boomer. So... if you could find it.
How about that?
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, there it is.
I love that picture.
And Luke is in the background on TV.
Yeah, I know. That's another reason why it's amazing. And look at the faces on those Pomeranians.
Yes, the one on the left was like the mean one. The one on the right's the older one, sweeter.
And they were at each other's throats. And then you were like, hey. You just picked them up like that. They just both totally calmed down.
Yes.
And then posed for the picture.
You gotta let them know who's boss, man.
Yeah, no, I know, because Doug wasn't doing that.
Right, exactly. Come on, look how happy I am.
Oh, my God. I love that picture.
Is his head bigger than the dogs? Than those two dogs?
No. No. It's close, but no. Well, I don't know if you shaved them. No. They're
You're
still
talking
bigger.
About Doug Wells' yes. head? Mm-hmm. Is as big as the Pomeranian's?
Yeah.
No, his head is more like the chow's head.
Yeah, it's like that size. It's not as big as the entire Pomeranian.
I mean...
like all them watermelon head.
Yeah, there you go. Watermelon head.
A Sauce Gardner tweet got 5.5 million views yesterday.
So this was a different tweet or...
this had nothing to do with Daniel Jones.
Okay, good.
It actually had nothing to do with football.
It had everything to do with golf.
It started with golf.
Okay.
All right. I'll tell you what it is next.
All right.
Because it's very interesting.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
What's the name of this one, Al? This is a Post Malone country song off the F1 Trillion album.
This is Hey Mercedes.
Hey Mercedes. Doug Wells' favorite song.
There you go.
Plays this with the top down on his convertible.
Driving to his boat.
Yeah, driving to his boat to go get some striped bass.
Yeah.
His hair blowing in the wind with the sunglasses. And his many dogs barking as he leaves the dock.
that I have to say, when we went to his house.
Yeah, Doug Wells of Ray Catina Mercedes, yes. Our friend. Yeah.
And we went fishing with him.
Yeah.
And we met his dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the weirdest thing. They got this chow that is like husky and big, and it looks like it's mean.
Right. It looks like it's mean.
And it looks like it. And then they have these two little Pomeranians.
That hate each other.
Right, but they're the mean ones.
They're the mean ones.
Well, one of them is.
You had to pick them up and separate them.
I had to pick them up and separate them. But the funny thing is that the chow would not go anywhere near anybody.
No, just would run around, keep a distance. It was like securing a perimeter for that dog.
Yeah.
It would never get near you. By the way, I don't know who's... Eddie told me that we're down to like our fourth or fifth string. Like we've got Tommy DeVito at CBS Sports Network right now. Stephen Waldron's out. Andrew's out. So who'd you say?
Max?
Max. Max. Max, if you look, there is actually a picture of... good morning, Max, CBS Sports. How are you?
Doing good. Morning, guys. Happy Friday.
That's a good voice. That's a really good voice there. Yeah.
Yeah, happy Friday to you too, Max. There's a picture of Boomer somewhere that I sent Steven of Boomer holding these two Pomeranians that we speak of. That is my favorite picture I've ever taken of Boomer. So if you could find it.
How about that?
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, there it is.
I love that picture.
I looked as in the background on TV.
Yeah, I know. That's another reason why. It's amazing. And look at the faces on those Pomeranians.
Yes, the one on the left was like the mean one. The one on the right's the older one, sweeter.
And they were at each other's throats, and then you were like, "Hey!" You just picked them up like that. And they just both totally calmed down.
Yes.
And then posed for the picture.
You gotta let them know who's boss, man.
Yeah, no, I know, Doug wasn't doing that.
Right, exactly. Sure.
Come on,
look how happy I am.
Oh, my God. I love that picture.
Is his head bigger than the dogs? Than those two dogs?
No. No. It's close, but no. Well, I don't know if you shaved them. No. They're
still
bigger.
You're talking about Doug Wells' head?
Mm-hmm.
Is this bigger than the Pomeranian's
Yeah.
dog? No, his head is more like the Chow's head.
Yeah, it's like that size. It's not as big as the entire Pomeranian.
I mean,
like all them watermelon head.
Yeah, there you go.
A Sauce Gardner tweet got 5.5 million views yesterday.
So this was a different tweet, or...
This had nothing to do with Daniel Jones.
Okay, good.
It actually had nothing to do with football.
It had everything to do with golf.
It started with golf.
Okay.
All right. I'll tell you what it is next.
All right.
Because it's very interesting.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.